Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
I did get a couple of text messages. I didn't see them because I forgot that I got a new phone, and it turned off, like I had to re-sign in everything.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, I haven't gotten any notifications because you haven't signed in, bitch.
That's embarrassing.
A little embarrassing, but this is sooner. I caught this sooner than I have previously. So I don't know if we've read this one before.
Okay.
But I will read it because there's two messages from two different times. This is from Carly. And she says, hello and happy spooky season.
Dun, dun, dun.
Just here to say I listen every weekend, every morning, into every morning show related podcast. My dream would be for Danny and Joey to also have their own podcast.
Aww.
They're the only thing missing from my podcast lineup. On the topic of comfort shows, because a while back we did talk about what is your go-to comfort show that you just always go back to, even though you've seen it a million times, you might have it in the background, not even pay attention to it, but it's always on. She says, mine is Gilmore Girls. I always have it on in the background during chores or at bedtime. I don't think a day goes by where I don't watch at least one episode. Are there any movies that you guys watch over and over again?
Ooh.
There are some movies that, like, I have only seen once, and that's all I need.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I will never go back and watch them. Not saying that they're not great movies and that I don't love these movies. Like, even movies I really love, like Logan, I've only seen it once. I own it on Blu-ray and everything. I just can't watch it. My heart.
I cried at that one, too.
Oh, me too. Like a bitch. But I will, not counting the shows my little brother makes me watch over and over again.
Yeah.
Like Cars or movies, I mean. He loves Cars. I have seen and will constantly put on Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, yep.
Wreck-It Ralph is one of my top ones. Like, I think I watch that more than Lilo and Stitch, as much as I do love Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, that's shocking.
Right? It's just, I don't want to say more adult content, but I feel like it's a little bit more...
A little more mature.
Like, in some parts. It's still a kid's movie, for sure. Dodgeball, I'll watch over and over again.
Goon, that's a good one.
Yeah. Especially if you've never seen the Dodgeball, like, unrated version...
Is it not?
There's some parts where when I watch the regular version, I'm like, well, he was supposed to say this right now.
Oh,
it's not in there. It just kind of ruins it for
me. Wow, you've seen that a lot then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really much of a, I will never just put on a movie like over and over again. Uh-huh. Like, I'll watch a movie if it's new, but like if they're on TV, like Mean Girls, always put that on. Bring It On, always. Super Bad, Knocked Up, those kind of movies. I can
the
always
notebook.
Just... Well, if The Notebook's on, I have to be in that mood.
Okay.
I've got to be in that mood for that. But I've seen that a million times. But that's like a tearjerker. I have to be invested in that. Where like Legally Blonde, Mean Girls, like you could be doing other things and just having that on in the background.
But
okay, Mean Girl. I mean, The Notebook. That's like my heart already feels it.
Aww.
It's a good feel because it's just a beautiful love story. But you have to be ready to be in that love story.
Yeah, you definitely have to be in that mindset.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's why probably you can't watch Logan again type of thing.
No, and it's like I want to watch it again because there's some parts I want to go back and check out and stuff. But even like, okay, Caesar, don't come after me.
Come after her.
I have yet to see the Joker movie.
I don't think I'll ever see that.
I really, really want to see it.
Really?
Because I hear it's a very interesting and beautifully like... performed version of this Joker.
Yeah, and that's kind of your jam.
Yeah, and I love all like comic book movies, and I love what they're doing with these comic book characters. Like whether you're making a comic book movie or you're making a movie with a comic book character, which I think what the Joker is. But honestly, and this is what I was explaining, like I've talked to Rev, and I think we've talked about it on the BJ Geek Nation podcast. There's a lot of movies and shows that I want to see, but I can't bring myself to watch them right now. Just with the state of the world and everything, it's just, I feel like there's so much negativity and that like I either have to be in a real bummer mood or I have to have somebody, not because I'm scared or anything, but I just need somebody there to kind of balance it out. I don't need to be alone with my own thoughts.
You don't want to watch it by yourself right now.
That, like, I mean, if I have to watch it, I don't want to watch it by myself.
Do you think there's ever going to be like a state of mind for you that you're going to be like, yes, I think this is a great time to watch it?
I mean, you would think, because I have wanted to watch these types of movies before, and I have watched like...
Okay, so you have been like, I need to watch a very sad movie right now.
Like, I'm just like, I want to see this sad movie because it's a really good movie, or I hear good things about it.
See, I've never really been like that.
And I don't want to say sad, like tearjerker necessarily, but just darker too.
Yeah.
Like a Joker, or there's a show, funny enough, it's called Why the Last Man, and it's based off a graphic novel. And
oh, I'm watching that.
Yeah. So I don't know if it got picked up, but I heard it got canceled.
Did it?
Yeah, they already canceled it.
Wow. Did they finish the season?
I'm assuming they did, but they canceled it. There's not going to be season 2.
Ew. Well.
So that being said, I was like, I hope I don't ruin this for you. But I know what the premise is about, and I'm just like, oh, you know, the world is kind of post-apocalyptic.
Oh, so you wouldn't even watch that.
I mean, I almost stopped watching. Did you watch Sweet Tooth?
Yeah.
See, if it wasn't for how cute it was at times, I don't think I would have finished watching it.
Oh, see, those don't really, like affect me.
I think it's just because it hits too close to home, like, because of the way things are. So sometimes it's just like, oh, let me dwell on this thought in my mind.
Oh, see, I think the opposite. I think, like, wow, this is kind of what's going on in the world, but, like, not as epic or intense. Like, that's cool, you know?
I don't know. Like I said, it depends. But I did want to watch because I heard, you know, the comic book was really good. And now that it's canceled, I'm like, I don't feel like the need that I have.
Oh, Why the Last Man?
Yeah.
But literally, like, all the men die, except for one.
Right.
And then, you know, it's just a hot mess because they're like, we're all the dudes that...
Funny enough, there is...
But it's not really like, you know, it's not... I don't know. I don't really think it's very depressing.
I don't know. Like, it looked like, I think based on like somebody saying at the first episode, it was something.
Well, I mean,
like,
you see a bunch of dudes get like killed, but besides that, it's totally fine.
There is apparently a show that I keep seeing ads for, and I think it's like BBC or something, and it's basically a similar premise.
Okay.
Where like all the men, are gone.
Damn,
like,
sorry, guys. You guys are just getting murdered.
See if I screenshotted it, but it was like a disease ran rampant and killed all the men.
Okay.
And so it's all women, but now they live in a society where it's supposed to be like a comedic one.
Yeah.
But they live in a society where it's kind of like Hunger Games. You're in a lottery. And especially if you do more, if you do bad things or things you're not supposed to, you'll get your name inserted into this like lottery, like hat, whatever. And you're the ones that have to reproduce. So you're the ones that make and so one girl's like, ah, crap.
God, like, they have so many shows like that. Because when you said Hunger Games, I immediately thought of Squid Games or whatever.
Right, and yeah, because
that seems very Hunger Game-y to
idea,
me.
Yeah. Which, that is another show I have no desire to watch right now. I hear it's so good.
Oh, man, I binged it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I would not have guessed this. Did you like it? That's the question.
I did, yeah.
Really?
Oh, it was, I mean, if you aren't into murder... And everyone dying, definitely don't. Maybe I'm just into those shows now that we're talking.
Are you into the murder documentaries and stuff?
Yeah, like Ted Bundy and that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, well, really,
I didn't know that.
Really, my man puts it on. My man loves that kind of stuff.
But
and
it's not something where you're like so put off by it. You're like, can you turn it off now, please?
Oh no, I mean, I can't watch a documentary like that or Squid Games or something right before I go to bed. Like, I have to watch something else afterwards. But oh yeah, I'm down with the gruesome and stuff. If it's like not real, really, you know, I mean, even like the documentaries, they'll have like pictures of things and I'm like, oh my god, that's crazy that that's actually like a real crime scene type of thing.
But you still feel like this weird disconnect to it.
Yeah, but like surgery shows or something, I cannot watch surgery because that is so real. Like the you know, like plastic surgery and they're cutting, or like someone gets lipo and they're cutting into the person's stomach. I have to close my eyes for that.
Which is interesting because like I can watch some surgeries, but the second they start doing like facelifts or like stretches, I'm just like, nope.
You start to see the inside of a person.
Mm-mm.
That's a big no for me. But yeah, I like Squid Games. I mean, I'm surprised you're like not, because you, I mean, I guess you don't really like horror films.
See, like, honestly, like, it's not even, doesn't seem that horror-esque, but I remember when I went to go see Hunger Games, we saw it on theaters, and my friends were obsessed with the books at the
God,
time.
God, those movies are so lame. They irritate me, and she irritates me, so maybe
fair enough. But I I never knew what the books were about. I didn't really know what it was. It just seemed kind of actiony. I'm like, oh, it's like the superhero movies I like watching. Sure, let's watch it. And I didn't work the next day. So I said, okay, I'll stay up until midnight with you guys. You know, I brought my tumbler. I filled it with wine.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait, I thought you were going to say you like took shrooms or something because work the next day.
No, I did bring my big tumbler of wine and was eating food while in line. This was before like they started doing the tickets at like 6 o'clock where you can buy your tickets 6 o'clock the next day. This was like literally we had to wait till like 11 something at night to get in. And it like, I wasn't scared, but it gave me such bad feels.
Because humans are killing humans.
Especially children. Like the fact that it was children made it worse, but like just seeing how horrible it was. Like, and I'm not saying it wasn't a good movie, like, you know, cinematography wise or this or that, or that the actors weren't good or anything, but it just like hit me too hard. And I did end up watching the second one. Luckily they were older, like everyone was older in that, but it's tough. And especially because you hear, like, for example, I think Rev was telling me that in Squid Games, all these people that are competing are people that are really down on their luck and they have no other option. And like,
yeah, they're in a lot of debt, pretty much.
And that's like super sad because you think about it, like how many people have done some pretty awful things because they're put in that position, whether they put themselves in it or they were put in a position of huge debt. They're like, okay, let's...
Yeah, but they had the option of like not doing it.
I know, and that's
and then they did it anyway. So really, I'm like, that's on you, y'all. Like you're killing all these people, but you signed up for it essentially.
The people who are playing the game or the people who are the guards?
The people who are playing.
See, that's what I mean though. Like they are so desperate. They're like they could either die or do all these horrible things. Like that. Like,
they could either die or kill.
And that's like, can you imagine being in that sort of desperation? That seems so awful. So that's why I haven't watched it yet.
I know, but it's a very, very quick death. So, at least. I mean, either way, you're either going to get hella rich and out of your misery or you're going to die and be out of your misery.
Oh, man. I'm going to try to find this the other one I was thinking of. I can't find it.
But I will say, I thought it was entertaining, but it's not as crazy amazing as, in my opinion, as everybody is saying it is.
Gotcha.
So don't go in with like crazy high expectations or you're probably gonna be like, okay, it was a good show. That's it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have any like want or desire to watch it again, or like if there's a second season or not, I don't really care.
Okay.
But it was entertaining.
Okay. Have you watched much of the Korean shows or anything?
Never.
Like that, or anything like with cinema?
Never. And now they keep like popping up. And that was one thing that kind of discouraged me from watching it is because the ad libs or whatever were terrible.
You mean the subtitles?
No, like if like the human or the not the human, like the English. Trying to speak for
the overdub.
It was horrible. Like my boyfriend was like, there's no way I can watch it like this. And I was like, okay, we can try to watch it in subtitles. And I don't like to read in general, and I don't like to read a book. I don't like to read a screen, you know. Mm-hmm. But I was like, okay, well, so that was one thing that I was like, I don't really, but I tried and I did it. So good.
See,
for me.
And the thing is, like, I always watch everything with like subtitles anyway.
Oh, I hate it. It drives me crazy.
Funny enough, like my ex-boyfriend is the one that like influenced me without him influencing me to do that.
Because he just always had them on.
So apparently he always had them on and I was whatever about it. And whenever we, for the short time I lived with my roommate, there was that overlap between me living with my roommate and me having the boyfriend. Apparently he would watch them. Like they would watch stuff together and he would have the subtitles on. And so then my roommate started doing the subtitles. And then because I lived with him for so many years, I got used to subtitles.
Oh.
So now everything has subtitles for me.
Yeah, I don't like it. I mean, BJ has them on a lot too, like because he can't really hear well.
Yeah, he's hard of hearing.
Or like if we're watching like a British show or something, it helps. But it distracts me. Because I want to know exactly what they're saying correctly. So I'm reading rather than watching more.
I think it works for me because like I'm constantly like my eyes are always darting and doing other things. So if they have accents and it's hard to understand what they were saying, I can just quickly look at the screen. I'm like, oh, okay, that's what they said.
Yeah.
But if somebody knows the show I'm referring to, I'll see if I can find it at some point.
You're going to remember in like 3 days.
Yeah, and it's going to piss me off because I thought I screenshotted it so I could look at it later.
Nope. No. Bitch, you screenshot everything.
I know.
So
I'm like deleting stuff while I'm going.
Oh my gosh. Put your phone down.
I can't find
focus, it. Vicky, focus.
Good luck. Anywho, there is more another message going on with that. So I should probably go back to that. Maybe. Yes.
Yes. Do it. You can do it. If I have faith.
La, 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 la. Did I lose it?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, cool. This is also from Carly.
Carly!
Referring to when I talked about going to McMiniman's in Tacoma.
Yeah.
A few weeks back. It's a McMiniman's! Isn't it so fun? You need to go around and check out some of their other places. The Centralia location used to be a brothel.
Woo! That's exciting.
And there is one in Portland that has a movie theater in it, and the brothel location has so much to see, which the brothel location I have been to, and that one's really nice, too.
It's a McMiniman's as well, right? Okay.
Anyways, have a great week. So the McMiniman's that is in Bothell used to be a school.
Oh, different than a brothel.
Yes. And so they have a bunch of the mini bars and stuff everywhere. And then in the principal's office, they have a bar. And I think it's called the principal's office.
Oh, I love that.
And so we had to get a drink when we were in there.
And this is the Bothell one.
Yes. Because I went there for a friend of a friend's birthday.
Okay.
And it was a lot of fun. And like, it was kind of cold. I think it was like September, November, kind of October, November, or fall
day.
Fall night. So it was cold. And they have like these fire pits and like chairs and like kind of like areas like under like gazebos and stuff for everyone to kind of hang out in. So we were all kind of curled up around the fire, just hanging out. It was really cool.
Dude, this place sounds amazing. Yeah, like, I don't know why I've never, because I love a bunch of bars inside one spot.
And they have hotels in all these. So you can.
Is it pretty spendy?
Rev has done some, like, has gone before, and it was a little pricey, but I mean.
Like, how are the drinks?
I mean, your average price.
Like average Seattle price?
Like.
Or average dive bar price?
I guess it depends. Like, if you're
like a well, how much would a well be? Are we thinking like $5 to $6 or more like.
Let me look.
$10 to $12.
Which location are you asking for? Let's do Bothell?
Sure.
So the whole one is McMiniman's Anderson School. So that's what this.
Except I'm trying to go to a brothel. Let's get real. But we can do this one.
But we're not. I mean, do you want to go to Centralia? I'm not going to Centralia at the moment.
You never know.
Stop. I know you're hiring, but leave me alone. Stop with the pop-ups.
You want to work there? If they don't have their prices, then you know.
It's at least
place.
Like $9, I think, for most drinks. Like I got fancier drinks though.
How much,
like,
were your fancy drinks?
Like between $9 and $13.
Okay, so pretty normal.
So your average Seattle price is what I would call it.
Hey, at least it's not like $15 to $18.
Or yeah, $20, $30. But I mean, yeah. I did spend a decent amount because I did get some of their fancier drinks, because the one in Tacoma, they have one that's kind of like a tiki bar one, and it had like, like flowers and all the fanciness to it. So I think that one was a little bit more expensive, like that drink itself. But that makes sense because it's a fancy drink.
It's a fancy drink.
Fancy, fancy, fancy.
Yeah, I should like take a day/night trip, because there's no way I can go to that place and not spend the night.
Right. Or just have somebody that'll drive you back.
Yeah, but then it's no fun for them, so.
Yeah, that's true. We did have one more message, and it's from your buddy James.
James!
It's, hey, Vicky, your buddy James here. I just found out that Spirit Halloween will not be restocking the Hocus Pocus Pops. So he sent me some pictures of some Hocus Pocus Pops that I think are limited edition to just Spirit. So I did not see that. I mean, I have a friend who loves to collect Funkos, like especially like the exclusive ones, like for Comic-Con and stuff, and he'll stand in line and he'll get them, and like all my Funkos, I love them, but I almost very rarely buy my own.
Yeah, you get them gifted.
Mm-hmm. But I did, my buddy who went to Comic-Con, he's like, do you want me to get you one? I'm like, okay, sure. And so I like gave him money to get me some, just because I felt like maybe I should get them. And now I'm like, why did I do that?
Does your buddy get the exclusive ones in case maybe later he can sell them?
Yeah, or if he can meet the people, like the ones I got or he got for me were from Stranger Things.
Oh.
And it's like, maybe if he ever gets to meet these people, like, because he likes these shows. It's not, he never gets stuff he doesn't like.
Yeah.
So he can either get them signed. I don't think he necessarily goes out of his way to sell things, but he's a collector of like that kind of stuff.
And he'll be okay if he doesn't end up selling them because he actually likes what he bought.
Right.
Yeah. That's,
he's a little bit of a hoarder when it comes to his collectibles. Not going to lie.
Yeah, I like them a lot, but I like them. I don't like them a lot. I'm not obsessed with them like a lot of people are. Like,
which, I
feel
mean,
like
that's your thing.
It's a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Then you're going to, because there's so many, they keep coming out with so many.
Don't go to the Funko store then, because I always end up walking out with at least one thing.
Yeah, it's like an addiction. And then you're going to have walls and walls of Funko Pops.
But let us shift gears a little bit right now, because guess what? Well, we did already say it is spooky season.
Dun, dun, dun.
What is happening this weekend?
Yeah, what is happening this weekend? Can you believe it's happening this weekend?
I feel like Halloween felt like it was 2 weeks away for like 3 weeks. And now it's like, oh, here it is.
Oh, no. I still feel like we're in August. Like, I cannot believe it's the end of October. Like, and I'm prepared for nothing. I have no plans. I have no costume. I have no idea what's going on. I have less plans this year than I did last year. And last year we were in like the heart of COVID. So I'm like, I don't know if this makes me lame, if this makes me like an adult now, if I'm just became unpopular. Like, I don't even know if anyone's really doing anything.
So, side note, I'm actually going to try to log in and check here. I found this on TikTok, and they have it for pretty much every major city or most cities. And the app is called POW, P-A-O.
POW.
And I'm basing this off of the TikTok videos.
Oh, Lord.
But it looks so cool because it's a bunch of people and they say, hey, look, check out this place in Seattle. Check out this or that, like whatever city you're in.
Okay.
So I'm like discovering all these places. I had no idea we're in the city. Or even though like, this is outside of Seattle in Kent, or here's this in here. But there's like this really cool like British tea shop here in Seattle that I never knew of that. If that's your thing, there's a house in West Seattle that's like the flower house. It's basically completely overtaken by flowers.
Ooh.
I didn't even know that was a thing. But like, I feel like I lived here for so long and I have been working in Seattle for over 12 years.
You thought you knew the ins and outs.
I thought I knew. I don't know nothing. I know nothing.
See, I know nothing, and I never knew anything because I'm like terrible at exploring, you know, and terrible at directions. And I'm like, I know Pike Place Market. That's what I know. That's about it.
Okay, like, but there's all these places where I'm like, I want to try that food.
Good. You should make a list.
Exactly.
Of all the new spots.
But the app is called POW, just a heads up. But I think they have some Halloween stuff going on, too, that you might be able to find on there. But you don't have a costume.
No. I don't. And I don't honestly think I am going to need one. If I don't have plans, why would I need a costume? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to dress up by myself.
Well, like, you're not going to go anywhere with the fiancé?
The fiancé? Yeah, I don't really know where we'd go. Like, unless we went to one of these bars. But at that point, like, I don't think we'd dress up. Like, no offense, that seems kind of lame. I'm cool with dressing up if I'm going to a party. And everyone's dressing up. I don't actually really like dressing up just on my own. Like, I reused like all of my costumes like 3 times. You know what I mean? Like, it's not fun for me to be like, oh my God, let's go, like, you know, unless we're going to a party and there's like a contest and then there's a competition and you get a prize. Like, I'm down with that and getting in that mood. But if there's none of that and if it's just me and my bae and we're just going out or something, I'm like, dude, this is just too much effort and work. Like, I'm not, because I'm not really big in doing my hair, my makeup, I'm up this, I'm up that, and spending hella money on one day. Not my jam. But so for everyone who loves Halloween and loves doing costumes and stuff, I'm excited for you. Let me know if there's a party I can attend.
That makes me think
I'm a loser.
That makes me think of your wedding. You're like, I don't want to like spend and take all this time and money for one day.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, the wedding is obviously way more important than Halloween. Plus, Halloween happens every year. Right. So this would be one day.
I'd like to argue with you, but you're not wrong.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, just and I'm so unprepared. You know, like, I haven't been looking forward to this because I still think it's August. I still think I have time to look forward to it, and I don't, and it's going to be over. But I'm okay with it.
Like, it's not even like you can be excited about like little kids running around your neighborhood and coming out trick or treating because you don't even get that.
No, yeah, I live in a cul-de-sac, so we don't really get much action on Halloween anyway. And I don't have a kid, and I don't really. I mean, my neighbors' kids are cool; they're fine, but like, I'm not close with them, so there's not any like, oh, let me take you to, you know, there's
none of that. And they're probably gonna go somewhere else and trunk or treat or something. I know most cities do a thing for kids, like at their local
like fire department or something.
Yeah, or even like some like shopping centers and stuff will do stuff.
Yeah.
I know my brother was saying, because he works up in Bellingham, they're doing something.
Yeah, and my fiance is super nice, and he wants to make like a thing full of candy for all of our neighbors because we did that last year. He's way nicer than I am, so we're gonna like drop that off. But
that's really cute.
Yeah, plus it's on a Sunday, so
I mean, you can't really go. I mean, the only time you would want to go out is a Saturday, and that just becomes a crap.
Well, and people are probably like getting wild on Saturdays or Saturday because it's the day before. Right. Like, there's probably crawls and stuff. But you know, I'm lame.
So one thing I have done previously when I would go out and like was less lame.
You have an excuse now because you have like a brother that's like hella tiny and hella young. Right. So you have an excuse to just be like, okay, well, I'm going to take you trick-or-treating.
Well, like that's what we did last year. I didn't mean to take him trick-or-treating. We didn't want to take him, but we couldn't stop.
Why didn't you want him?
Well, because of the whole COVID thing. It was cold and dark and stuff. So we were like, well, maybe we won't. It might be too much for him. And he wasn't really, he didn't understand what Halloween was.
Yeah.
He just saw people coming to the door and us giving him stuff, and he tried giving him our toaster.
Because
he's like, we're giving people stuff. Why can't I give him the toaster?
Does he even understand now?
I mean, he does.
He understands the candy and everything and costume. And
yes. Like, I mean, I don't know if 100% costume, because I don't know if I've shown him the costume he has. But he would see pumpkins and he would immediately say Halloween. So, like, back in September or even end of August, when he'd start seeing pumpkins everywhere, he's like, Halloween.
End of August? Halloween. Jeez.
Yeah, well, that's when the pumpkins were coming out.
Oh, God.
Like, it's Christmas time right now at all the stores. Like, are you surprised?
Yes.
But, yeah, he's like, Halloween, Halloween. So, he's excited. He loves pumpkins. Like, I gave him paint, and he was painting a bunch of pumpkins the other day.
Aww.
I forgot to take pictures because I was painting with him or, like, trying to make sure he's not putting paint everywhere.
Yeah, or eating it.
Or putting in his hair. He thinks it's shampoo sometimes. I'm not going to lie.
I'd rather have it in my hair than my mouth, I guess. In my mouth.
Moving on. this year we're going to go full on. And, like, he loves ringing doorbells and stuff. So I think he's going to have a really good time. Like,
good.
Saying trick or treat. Because, like, we've been practicing. He goes, trick or treat. Like,
are you going to go with your whole family?
So I think my folks are coming to my neighborhood because our neighborhood is bopping. And some of my friends are coming with their kids. So I think we're going to take turns, like, where I go trick-or-treat with them for a little bit, and then my parents can take them. Like, that way I can come back home.
And give out candy,
so we'll probably switch it up. And also, like, my friend Sonny's, like, almost, he's a year and a half. My other friends, their kids are older, so they'll probably, like, they could do their own thing.
Yeah,
too.
Go off on their own.
So once the little one's kind of over it, we just come back and hand out candy.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun.
That sounds very, like, homey and adult. Right.
But, like, I mean, we had kind of tried to plan something, like, what are we doing? Like, for maybe that Saturday, but it never kind of got off the ground because it just kind of, everything feels so quick.
Very quick.
But one of the things I have done previously, and I kind of wanted to do a twist on it this time around.
Okay.
It is Halloween bingo.
Oh, yeah.
We did this last year, and I kind of wanted to do two different versions this year, and I feel like a lot of them are going to overlap, so it'll work. So what I did is I printed out some bingo sheets that are clear except for the free spot in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
If you're with a group of friends, like, or if you're going to be like me and going out trick-or-treating with a bunch of your friends and the kids, you can play this together, and whoever wins, you can do a prize, or it could just be all about bragging rights.
There's got to be a prize. Don't be lame.
Right. But, you know, you do what you're going to do. And so we're going to do two versions of what you're going to see. Halloween,
like a costume.
Like, costumes are just things in general. You're going to, what you end up expecting to see.
Okay.
And so I did pull up the list of the most popular Halloween costumes of 2021. And it doesn't say if these are for adults or kids, but I found a kid version, I guess, too. But I'll just start with this one. And this is from frightgeist.withgoogle.com, I guess. And so we don't have to write all of these down, but I wanted to go through these because I feel like every year there's that one costume that's going to take over everything.
Yeah.
So, like, one year Harley Quinn was all the rage.
That's the one I remember, too. I feel like that's still going to be a rage.
Oh, yeah. So I feel like I feel like both the kid and adult one, I'll kind of make a little side note, like, or what things we're expecting to see.
So okay.
I'm expecting lots of Harley Quinns.
Yes.
Like, when you see one, you mark it off on your bingo board. I feel like I'm basing this off of, like...
So are you the kid version of the bingo?
Yes.
Okay, you're, like, for kids. I'm going to be for the adults.
Right. So okay. if you're a parent taking kids out trick-or-treating, this is what you're going to be seeing.
Okay.
So both costumes and then just stuff that happens. So I'm thinking, because I saw this last year, parents were trick-or-treating. Like, you can see all their buddies all hanging out. Like, the moms and the dads and the kids are trick-or-treating, and they all have their... They're
to-go cups.
They're to-go cups.
Oh, or, yeah.
And, like, apparently one person was handing out beers down the road. I didn't know that. Maybe because I was
that is a homie.
Right? Because they did a zip line thing where, like, it started from their porch and it would go all the way down to the front with candy. And then they would also do that with beer for the parents.
That's brilliant.
Right.
You need to hand out beer. You should be the cool house.
Maybe I already spent like a crap ton of money because there's so many kids. I've spent like three bags so far for candy, and I don't even think that's gonna be enough.
That's all you have?
The Costco bags.
We literally got like four or five bags, and we don't even get people.
Okay, that's because you're eating them. I haven't even eaten any of these.
That wasn't me.
All right. But I think one of the things I'm gonna write on here as well, for at least the kid version,
okay,
is seeing somebody carrying around a to-go cup.
Well, that'd be the adult version, too, because the adults are doing that.
But you're at a bar. This is assuming you're going to a bar.
Oh, okay. So I'm the bar version. Yeah, you're trick-or-treating. Yeah, I'm at a party.
Yeah, like going out.
I get it.
And like as where the adults are going to go party, and then this is for like the kids' stuff.
Okay. Well, I'm like,
tracking.
Obviously taking shots is going to be on mine then. Right?
I mean, we can. I was thinking something like... You see someone sloppy drunk in a costume.
Oh, or something like okay. that. Or like a orange and black Jello shot being taken.
Or yeah, or even like a holiday drink being taken.
Yeah, or
like
made a
Halloween
or something.
Yeah. Like seeing someone order a Halloween special.
Yes.
So that's when I'm like, okay, we're gonna get real fucking analytic.
Whoa.
About this. Like I'm real excited.
Obviously. Okay, so both of us are gonna have Harley Quinn on our bingo.
Yes. And you can put that anywhere in your bingo sheet. By the way, you guys can print these off, make your own version. We'll take a picture of these and put them on the Instagram so you could see what our bingo boards look like. Harley Quinn. And then I feel like an inflatable costume. Any kind of inflatable costume. Last year, we did get a kid that had the dinosaur inflatable costume.
Cute.
And that's what my little brother, he's like, nope, I'm out of here. I'm leaving the house. I'm following that thing.
He's like, I want it.
So we can do an inflatable costume. Because I feel like those are very popular right now, too.
Yeah, that'll be. And it's like so easy. You don't have to do your hair or makeup or anything. You just put it on.
I feel like another big one that's going to be very easy to do is Squid Games.
Oh yeah,
I've seen a lot of pictures of like Halloween, like how to make your own Squid Games costume. It's a fairly like chill one. I don't know if I should put that on the kids one or not.
No.
All right, but I will put parents with to-go cups.
Squid Games.
Okay, do you want me to go down this list and see which ones we want to add?
Yeah.
So with Frightgeist costumes, number one is witch. I feel like everyone's really embraced.
So basic.
Yeah. I feel like everyone's really gotten into the whole witch thing. I feel like it would be more like gothic, and I mean this because I think it looks cool, basic bitch witch.
Yeah, or just like a regular witch because it's so easy.
That too. Ooh. One we could do is like a pun costume, which I think I've done last year.
Oh, yeah.
So like when I did the basic witch costume.
Or like the morning after and you just look like a hot mess.
Something like
is pun. That a pun?
No.
Oh.
Unless you're like a hot mess where it's like you look like you're sweaty and you're a mess of stuff on your body.
Oh, like, I see what you're saying.
Right? So I feel like that might be more for the adults because I've seen
That'd
adults
be more
do cruel. That.
Yeah.
Or like I'm not going to describe it too much, but if you just Google the song Come On Eileen and you see the costume.
Do you want to know?
No. It's a yeah. Number two is rabbit. I don't
know.
I feel like that's like that's like a cat. Like you just draw a little nose on
and
your
have
nose.
Some ears.
And ears. That's like your basic.
I mean, it'd be like an animal. I guess animal would be
Or what we could do instead is a low budget costume. Like you can tell they literally got a pair
low
of ears.
Budget. That's my life, okay?
Yeah. But like you actually put in thought. Like yours is DIY, but you actually like get the outfit, you get the makeup and everything.
Thank you.
You actually go all out while making it your own. I'm thinking low budget, like you literally just got like an eyeliner, put a dot on your nose, and you put the headband on with the ears. Like
maybe put some whiskers on.
Maybe.
Maybe like got a tail too.
But you're just wearing your regular clothes just with like
yeah. I feel like that'd be for both adult and for people. Well, for kids. I guess adults trick-or-treating with the kids or the people answering the door.
Like a low budget or low, what is it?
Like you just put a witch hat on and you're a witch.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how or I'm like, going to be when I have children.
Like lazy costume.
Yeah. It's not a lot of effort, but you still tried a little more than just someone in normal clothes. Just a little, though.
And then I think a group costume. Do you think, like, but I feel like the group needs to be like three or more.
Ooh, like the Spice Girls.
Yeah, like a group, either that or like a Squid Games reference or like, I mean, that's, and you can decide if you want to do two for like, oh, that's a group costume. There's more than three of them and they're all Squid Games. So that's two on my bingo board. That's up to you to decide if that's how you're going to play.
I feel like that's probably for both. Because would people go to the, I mean, yeah, if they have like a good group of friends, they'd probably be like, let's all dress up as this.
Because like one year we went to,
or like the pub crawl, that's all just like dress up in a onesie.
Well, yeah, that was fun. We did one year, we went to the EMP and they had like a costume contest and it was supposed to, the theme of it, and I didn't have the money to buy a costume, so I made my own. But the theme was like Into the Woods. And so my friends dressed up as like zombie, like Cub Scouts, and there's a big group of them.
Oh,
so like that. Well, that's what I mean by like a group costume.
That's pretty cool.
So we can do group costume, but it has to be three or more.
Dang, I totally effed up, man.
That's why I gave you a second one.
That's embarrassing.
But I mean, if you can decide if you want to see a couple costume, too. Like if you, I mean,
is, well, I guess couple costumes one too.
Like a whole separate one.
Yeah, that could be a whole separate one because couple costumes are super more popular, I feel like, mm-hmm. than a group costume.
Right. Which I think the group costume will be fun to see if you can actually get that one. So maybe put in a spot that might not matter on your thing. number three is dinosaur. And I think that whenever I see a dinosaur costume, it's usually either a onesie or an inflatable.
Yes.
So I don't think it's worth putting on.
That'd be more like a kid thing, I feel like.
Yeah. Number four, I feel like we can put it in its own category. Spider-Man.
Oh, gosh,
I would just
say
you could either put it in just a Marvel category if you wanted, or you can even just do superhero.
Ooh, all superheroes?
I mean, if you really want to go full basic, but I feel like there's going to be a lot of Spider-Man this year.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of superheroes. Like
in general.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to wait for that one. I'm going to see what other superheroes they have and see if it's worth putting it on its own separate thing. Like maybe do Marvel characters and then DC, like two separate categories.
Okay, yeah, but no one, unless you're like really into that, no one's going to like know. Like, oh, who's that?
Where?
Yeah, okay, well, you. Oh, I guess it is yours, isn't it?
Right, but that's what I mean. Like, you can tell, like, okay, Superman or Batman, and then you got Spider-Man and Iron Man over here. Number five, this was a big movie this year, and it's a very fun costume. I see a lot of people have been doing this. Cruella de Vil.
Oh, yeah, because of the movie.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we're going to get a couple kids that dress up as Cruella de Vil.
Probably, actually.
Or we could even do Disney villains as a whole category, because you can get your Cruella de Vil, your Ursula, Hades.
Oh,
so I mean, if you want to go like you can do just Cruella de Vil and or just Disney villains.
Okay, so not Disney characters.
No,
Disney
villains. Because right now, I feel like everyone is really digging the whole Disney villain look, like when it comes to dressing up. Like I've seen a lot of drag queens do Ursula. I mean, granted, Ursula was based off of a drag queen.
Oh.
And so I'm like, it's just so fun to see these drag queens just freaking nail it.
Kill it.
Or Disney villains.
I hope I don't spell anything wrong. I probably did, though.
I probably will, too. Number six is a fairy.
Oh, basic.
Very.
But.
Number seven is a cowboy. I mean, excuse me, Harley Quinn. Number eight is a cowboy.
I think cowboy and fairies are very kid-like.
I feel like there should be another subcategory, like, when you think of like old school basic, not characters, licensed characters or anything, but basic Halloween costumes,
mm-hmm.
you have like your basic princess, not a Disney princess, just a random princess, your cowboys,
your witch,
your police officer, firefighter.
Oh, yeah. We should do an occupation.
Cowboy. Oh, that could be a one. Occupation one.
Oh, yes.
So like you can even do like your old school costumes, like your mummies, your vampires. Like you're not necessarily like Edward or Blade or anything like that. Vampire, just standard vampire. No name vampire.
Oh, yeah.
Like mummies, werewolves, that kind of thing. Zombie. If you're just like a non-licensed, just regular character. Or you can just do occupations, too.
I did occupation. Doctor, nurse, firefighter. Preferably sexy, but I won't specify.
There's a list of like things you'll see at Comic-Con, and one of the things they always say is a character, a sexy version of a character that shouldn't be sexy. like a Pikachu. Like, right? Like, that doesn't be sexy.
Or, I mean, anything, really. Like, I was a sexy peacock and a sexy flamingo. Like, why? Like, why would you make a bird sexy?
I mean, that makes more sense to me than a sexy Bob Ross.
Does it, though, make more sense?
Like, I don't know. It's, like, usually women with, like, the beard and they have, like, the fishnets on. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's hilarious. Like, or when I see, like, a sexy Dumbledore or whatever.
A sexy Dumbledore.
There are some. I think that's funny. But, like, that might be a good one, too. Like, when you go to the bars and stuff, like, somebody that's a sexy character that shouldn't be sexy, which I guess you could put, like, for the peacocks and stuff.
Dude,
like that.
I would just put sexy outfit. You need a spot for that if you're an adult. Wearing or seeing, I guess you'd always see one.
I don't know if this counts for like the lazy no effort one, but a onesie.
That is so lazy no effort, but it should be its own category.
It should be also because they're way more expensive than
the
just,
onesies are.
Yes, they are.
Really?
I got a good deal on mine because I had some like Hot Topic credit and I had a gift card too thingy. So onesies.
Yeah, that's definitely like very lack of effort, but I love it and it's comfortable.
Number 9 is a clown.
Oh, clowns. That'd be kind of, well, no, I feel like.
That kind of reminds me of the old school costumes.
Yeah,
like your
it
mummies,
is.
Your witches.
It is.
Your pirates, which is number 12 on this.
Yup. So, oh, little kid pirate though. That'd be cute.
Number 10 is Chucky.
Oh, I love Chucky.
I keep seeing all Chucky's like on the TikTok and everything.
My friend did Chucky a few years back and she killed it.
Pun intended.
Yes.
I feel like they also got the new show that just came out too, the Chucky show. I think that's also why. Number 11 is a cheerleader.
Oh, basic.
Yeah, kind of like your princess.
I've done the schoolgirl, so same thing.
So 12 is pirate. Number 13 is a pumpkin, which I think I was for like my first Halloween.
A pumpkin's like a ghost.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like the ghosts, the mummies, the vampires. Yeah. Like that's your old school typical. Like again, angel, 14. 15 is vampire. Number 17 is zombie. Number 16 is Among Us, which was that game that everyone was playing. I feel like I'm going to see a lot of that for the kids.
Oh, I have no idea what that is. So.
Google. I'm not going to explain it.
I don't think I can. I don't really care. But
number 18 is 1980s.
Oh, God, really?
Mm.
Is that like the thing?
Yeah, it's an easy like, hey, mom, stealing some of your stuff. Thanks.
Why do you still have it, mom? I don't know. Should I put that? The 80s?
Or you can just do like a decade costume, like 70s, 80s, 50s. Because
okay.
I know Taryn once did like the black and white, like silent era. Like they dressed, like they painted their faces to look black and white. So you can just do like an era. I don't really think I'm going to see that for kids.
No, hell no.
But I think I will just make superhero its own.
Yeah, I probably category. Will too. Just because that's.
But I mean, you could also do super villain if you want to do two categories.
Yeah, I did. Well, I did Disney villain, but.
I mean, yeah. That was 19. Number 20 is devil, which I think falls along with the pirates and stuff like that. And same with number 22, which is ninja.
Hi-ya.
Number 21 is Joker. So yeah, your comic book villains. Number 23, we already called it Squid Game.
That was a good one.
Number 24, Beetlejuice. I feel like I've seen a lot of Beetlejuice stuff this year.
Interesting.
So, I mean, maybe.
That kind of reminds me of maybe like Adam's Family too.
Yeah, actually. Number 25 is a doll.
Creepy. Okay.
Again, I feel like that might be more old schooly maybe. I don't know. 26, Batman. 27, a bear. Number 28 is a ghost. Have you seen like what people have been doing? Like, they get like the sheet, they do the old school ghost, but then they do it sexy so you have like these legs sticking out with high heels and fishnets.
No, but I love that.
I want to do that. I might end up doing it for
dang. I'm gonna put
my OnlyFans.
Are you gonna put animal on yours?
Maybe. Haven't decided.
I feel like animal is so like that could be anyone.
So skipping down to 31, they said skeleton. You can do for something like that, do somebody with face paint. Like their costume is mostly face paint, whether it's like a skeleton or
scary.
Yeah. Or like even like Day of the Dead, if you know, they're not being gross about it. like they're not being disrespectful, I should say. Or some people just do the full zombie look with the makeup or.
So what would you call that?
Like the costume, like a mainly makeup costume, or a like, makeup costume,
but that's like a dope makeup costume.
I mean, yeah, a good one, not the crappy low effort one.
Yeah, a Okay. I like that one.
Because like, some people do like the gems. Like I saw a girl do like a full clown makeup, but she did it literally with like little rhinestones, her entire face.
Wow.
I'll have to show you. And it was funny to watch her peel it off.
Oh, hell no.
So dope makeup costume.
Yeah, because I feel like that should definitely get a mark and a recognition because it was probably more time and effort than a onesie or being a witch or whatever.
And I've done the crazy makeup and it takes forever. And then it takes forever to remove it.
Yeah.
Number 28 was Ghost. 29 is Toy Story.
Oh, that's a good one for you.
I mean, maybe. I mean, I still have a lot of spaces left, but I kind of want to see what else I got. 30 is Princess. 31 is Skeleton. 32 is Mermaid.
Lame.
33 is Poison Ivy.
Oh, that's sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my friend dressed up as that one time.
34, Tinkerbell.
No, lame.
35, It.
Creepy.
I know, clowns. I feel like we're probably going to see some of those, even for kids. 36, yeah. Cowgirl. 37, Power Rangers. 38, The Purge. I feel like you're going to probably see a lot of Purge costume, like the mask, because it's such an easy costume.
Oh.
It is literally just a mask, and then you look like you're trying to like be a thief in the night. You wear dark clothes.
Yeah, easy. I mean, just wear a lot of black.
Exactly. So, I mean, I feel like that might even, depending on how lazy the rest of their costume is, you can toss that off as two things, the Purge and the no effort costume. This is a good one. Star Wars. I
feel like always.
I'm going to be Baby Yoda for Halloween, and my little brother is going to be the Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah. I always forget that's Star Wars.
Yeah, right. I feel like just Star Wars in general, you can do it. I feel like, as a rule, you don't have to play this, but whatevs. The rule is you cannot cross yourself off the list.
Hell no.
So if you are in a group costume or you are a Star Wars character, you can't. 40 was Cop, which falls under Occupation. 41, Powerpuff Girls.
Still?
Right.
Wow, okay.
42, Velma from Scooby-Doo.
Oh, Scooby-Doo.
Which, I mean, you could be Scooby-Doo.
That's a very random, specific character from Scooby-Doo.
It's not that random when you're on TikTok.
Okay.
So many sexy Velmas. Like,
that is weird, but okay.
Hmm.
Interesting. That's a fetish. Maybe you should do that for your OnlyFans, too. Just get a wig.
I mean, I do need an orange turtleneck.
Exactly.
That's the only thing that's stopping me. 43 is a dragon.
Hmm. That seems difficult.
I mean, I guess unless it's an inflatable or it's just like one of those cheesy onesie, like not onesie, but like a kid costume.
Yeah.
With a hood. Number 44, I feel like I might still get a lot of, but I don't know if I'll recognize it.
Oh.
Fortnite.
Oh, I would never recognize that.
Like some of it I do, but some of it kind of looks like everything else.
Yeah.
And there's so much new content being added.
You should write that though, because that's a good one.
Maybe, is Minecraft still a thing?
I have no idea.
Number 45, Alien. 46, Unicorn.
Hmm.
I feel like unicorns, like, I see a lot of unicorn onesies. Like, kids really like unicorns. 47 is Minnie Mouse.
God, wow. Still?
Steve's daughter is going to be Minnie Mouse.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Like, I feel like every single little toddler girl has a Minnie Mouse phase. Like, all my nieces were, like, really into Minnie Mouse for a while.
I don't think I was. But.
So maybe we should do Mickey and Friends?
Okay, that's a good
one. I mean, at least for the
kids.
Oh,
the kids. Yeah, I ain't doing that.
No, maybe not for you. Number 49 is 1990s, which we did, like, decades or whatever. Number 50, Pokemon.
Gotta catch 'em all.
It's still popular with the children's.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna see a Jigglypuff in a
oh my God,
running around.
Be fantastic. Unless
she was my favorite, randomly singing too.
Jigglypuff. Anyways,
oh God.
I feel like we're gonna see if we see Pokemon, it's gonna be a lot of onesies. Pikachu onesie.
Yeah.
I got my brother Charmander onesie once. So I've seen people dress up as Ash, but usually when you see Pokemon costume, it is a onesie. We already saw Purge. This is the one I was curious if it would be on the list. Paw Patrol, 52.
Your list.
My list. Because Paw Patrol is like king right now for all the kids' shows.
Yeah. I don't think the adults are.
Not so much. Unless they make it sexy, and that falls under two categories.
Hey.
This one's stupid. 53 is cattle. Like a group of cows?
Hey, like, why not?
Ranching? I don't know. 54, Monsters, Inc. 55, Catwoman. 56 Minecraft, 47 Chicken. 58 Gray Wolf. I don't know. 59 is 1970s. 60 is Spider. 61 is Barbie. 62 is Princess Jasmine. 63 is Naruto. You can just do anime costume.
You can do one. Disney Princess.
Yeah, that too. You did the Disney villain and you can do Disney Princess. Let's see. Somebody that's dressed up as like a horror movie villain, maybe. Because 65 is Michael Myers. So you got like your ghost face killer, like from Scream. You got Michael Myers. You got Jason Voorhees. Even Chucky, you can even do, like, put that all in that category. Or Pinhead from, what was that movie? Anyways, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, you could even just say classic horror movie villains. That could even go with Dracula, you know, werewolf guy, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So classic. Horror movie villains. I think that's a good one. I feel like we're gonna see a lot of Chucky's and a lot of Michael Myers this year for sure.
Oh yeah.
These kind of get kind of eh.
I'm gonna do something sexy. You don't put that on yours, no, obviously.
That'd be weird.
But sexy outfit. Anything.
I'm trying to think of, like, what other things did we dress up as we used to do all the time. I feel like zombie's a very basic one.
Well, I had to put animal because I've been an animal so many times.
You can't count yourself, though.
I also did a drink because I've been White Claw before. Oh, so I feel there's like that Franzia one, that Franzia outfit. Yep. So
I feel like you're going to probably end up seeing that. I feel like we're going to see some Addams Family this year for sure. So I'm wondering if I should make that its own category. Maybe Wednesday Addams. I'm going to do it. I feel like it'll work both for adults and kids.
The Addams Family. Yeah, I was never really into that, but
I loved it. As a kid, I should have known I was going to grow up to be a goth.
Hardcore. I know. I was trying to think of like other popular shows or something.
Shark. My little
just
brother.
A shark.
My little brother, whenever he sees like the baby shark, like just picture.
That'd
or
be
even
a
the
good
store.
One for kids.
Yeah. He always like, ooh. Baby shark, do 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 do. I'm like, oh
hell
so
no!
Cute.
Oh, it's so cute.
It's actually not as annoying as some of the other songs, so I'm totally fine with it. Oh, Shrek! Who the hell is dressing up as Shrek anymore? Mickey Mouse came in at 80. Physician, really? Are you kidding me? Physician? You couldn't just say doctor?
A physician. Sounds kind of sexy.
Right. We got like Wednesday Addams, Baby Yoda hat. Belle from Beauty and the Beast. You got a lion. Jack Skellington from Nightmare Before Christmas. Nightmare Before Christmas could be one too. You got a hippie. You got Scooby-Doo, Jason Voorhees, Descendants, I guess, which is, I believe it is like, it's a kids show where they're all like the kids or something of all like the Disney villains, I guess.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I don't know. Princess Peach, you could do Mario World.
Oh!
Or superhero, I mean not superhero, video game character.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Which would also cross over with the whole
video game
Among Us. It would also cross over with, if you end up doing on your list, what was the other one? Minecraft. Let's see, video game character.
That's a good one.
I'm trying to think of like what other crazy things you end up seeing when you go out to a bar, like maybe a girl smashing her face in, Sarah.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I've never done that. Yeah, what other?
Ooh, Bluey for kids.
Oh, that's a good one for you.
Or Bratz doll.
What about like singers or something?
Okay, what's
who like?
Ooh, JoJo Siwa for kids.
Yeah, just get a bow.
I can't spell her name.
Yeah, Siwa.
So what's like? I think a Britney Spears might be popular this year for adults for sure.
Oh yeah, because she's sexy, a little crazy, but so sexy.
She's taking control over her life.
Britney Spears, especially because I dressed up as her one time, not for Halloween, but just for a pub crawl.
Yeah, they're now getting into like another 113 is like Loki. You got 114 WandaVision. So, like,
oh,
but that also falls in. You can do your Marvel characters. You could do whatever. I think would be fun to see for mine is a whole family, because I didn't do I did do group costume, but I think a family costume where like the siblings are all dressed
like all
maybe
the Incredibles
the parents,
or something.
Yeah, and that's what they have on here, Incredibles.
That'd be super cute.
So I'm just gonna do, instead of group costume, I'm just gonna write family costume.
What other like famous celebrities do people like to dress up as?
Medusa is a big one. I keep seeing people wanting to dress up as.
What the heck is Medusa?
You don't know what Medusa is?
No.
It's the lady like in that mythology where she had the snakes for hair, and if she looked at you, you turn into stone.
If that seems very extra.
Oh, a lot of people do the very basic version where they wear like a really sexy kind of greenish dress and then they just get like a headband with snakes on it.
It sounds like Cleopatra.
Very much so, except Cleopatra, like people don't really dress up as Cleopatra anymore because it's...
Oh, it's not okay?
Because it's like, you know, well, technically it doesn't, there's a lot of... Yes. They say because she was the ruler of Egypt at some point, so you're being, you know, offensive, kind of like when people say don't wear Native American wardrobe for a costume.
Oh, okay.
Kind of the same thing, but Cleopatra actually has like is a descendant from Greece, or it's kind of messy, so a lot of people just avoid it.
Okay, well, I won't put that on my list then.
No, but you can do Medusa, because I feel like that's an easy...
How do you spell that?
Medusa.
Okay, thank you. Medusa.
Oh, dang it. Why didn't I think of this one? Deadpool.
Oh, that's a good one for both.
Right?
Oh, that's superhero, though.
I mean, he's an anti-hero.
Oh, so it
doesn't... He's technically a hero, but he does it all the wrong ways, like by killing people.
Okay.
So you can do that. Maleficent, which I think would fall under the Disney villain category, mm-hmm. for sure. This is one I think we're going to see on both categories. Maybe... not as much, but I feel like people are going to do this. And it's called, you know, the Plague Doctor?
No.
It's have you seen the people that wear the mask? They almost look like a bird mask.
Yes.
Those are called Plague Doctors.
Because, I don't like that look.
So what that came from, the Plague Doctors, those masks. So back in the day when the plague would happen, obviously we didn't have as many resources. They didn't have the resources we have now.
Yeah.
Plague Doctors, because the plague was everywhere and people were stinking of death, they wore these masks, one, to protect themselves from the plague, but also they would put like herbs and like stuff that smelled really nice, like lavender and stuff, at the end of the beak.
To make it smell good.
To smell, like, so that at least when they're walking around trying to tend to people, they're not smelling the death.
Can't you just do that with a regular mask, though?
Well, this was back in the Renaissance time.
Oh.
But people are dressing up as it because... doesn't know.
Because we have to wear a mask now anyway, so...
Right, so that's kind of the joke.
Oh, that's funner.
I wonder, like, I've seen some kids, like, I've seen pictures of kids with Plague Doctor.
It's just costumes. Such an ugly look.
Yeah. It's kind of steampunky. A lot of people will transform into steampunky stuff. Space Jam, I don't feel like it was that popular enough for kids to dress up as Space Jam. Venom. It has Venom and Stitch on here. That's funny.
Hey, Stitch!
Ooh, a nun.
Ooh. Okay, I need one more and then we gotta go because we have a party.
I know, we got a party in a couple minutes. Our Halloween party here at work.
Woo!
Ooh! I feel like this might be good for both.
Okay, what?
The Hocus Pocus sisters, the Winifred Sanders.
Oh, always.
Or like the... And either as a group or at just any of the Hocus Pocus
characters.
That's
a good one because I mean, I like that movie and I watch it. I love watching it because it's like so... like puts me in the mood for fall and stuff. But like it'll just never die.
Right?
It's like... if it came out now, I don't think it'd be nearly as popular. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
I have done it. I've completed my board.
I still need two more. I'll figure it out. But if you guys end up doing this, please send us a picture. I want to see what your boards look like.
I hope you get wasted.
We'll post these on our Instagram so you could see both of ours. We'll label them and let us know if there's anything else we missed that we should have added.
Yeah, and let us know what you guys end up doing. I hope you have more of a life than I do and actually have plans this weekend.
Right. But be safe out there and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.